Beginning of Parsha Toldos, we read about the birth of Esav and Yaakov. And the Torah tells us, "Vayetzer Rishon Admoni Kulo Kaderes Seyar, Vayikru Shmo Esav." Esav was born, and had all this body hair on him, and they called him Esav. So why they called him Esav? Because they had all this hair on him. So I remember when I was very young and probably didn't know how to spell very well, maybe especially Hebrew, I used to associate Esav with grass. Like Esav. Alright, one's a vav, one's a bet. Okay. So you figure that this kid is born with lots of hair. It's like lots of grass all over the place. And that's why they called him Esav. At some point I learned to spell. A little bit at least. Hopefully you have by now. If not, until this evening, now you know. And the Mefarshim obviously give a very different explanation. Esav is milashon asui, that he's already ready-made, like something is completed, vayas. Because Esav is already complete. He's done. Why? Even though he was a baby, but his body had the hair of an adult. And therefore, they called him Esav. Called him Esav. He had the hair of an adult. So it's as if he's already made, finished, completed. No one can come along and say, okay, so because he was completed, they called him Esav. But that doesn't tell us very much about who he is. But I think it's very important that we realize that, especially in Tanakh, if certain names are given to people, it's very indicative often of who they are, or a message that the Torah wants to give us about that person. Names aren't just chosen because it has a nice ring to it. If Yaakov is called Yaakov because he's holding on to Esav's ankle, there's something that we can learn from that. It's not, oh, we have to be holding on to the ankle. No, there's something about Yaakov that we learn. And therefore, there's something also here about Esav that we need to learn based on the name that he's Esav. He's already asui, he's already ready-made. So I want to share with you an idea, two ideas, based on something I saw in the name of Yitzchak Isaac Sher, one of the Rosh Yeshiva of Slabodka from a few generations ago. Esav had the body features of an adult. Hagim Yonason said that he was born with teeth. He was even born with facial hair. For us, it probably would not look like a very pretty baby. But was he an adult? No. He was an infant, so to speak, in adult clothing. He was still an infant. Even though he had facial hair, even though he had body hair, even though he had a full set of teeth. But he wasn't an adult. And that tells us something about Esav. Because Esav was all about chitzonius. About giving off an outward appearance. But his essence really wasn't that way. Chazal tell us that Esav was very, very careful about kiburav. I was going to say kiburav aim, but that's probably not accurate. Kiburav with Yitzchak. And he's actually praised somewhat for the fact that the clothing in which he went and he did his work with, his hunting, he would not serve his father with. He went and he hunted and he came back home and he changed. Because he was going to serve his father, he had to put on a nice clean set of clothing. And one might take a look at something like that and say, boy, isn't that kiburav? But was Esav really mechabed his father? Did he really take upon himself his father's values? That which was important to his father? No, he was like mimizrach lemayrav. He was on the other side of the globe when it came to his father's values. But his chitzonius, his outward appearance, oh, look at my kiburav. I wear such nice, clean clothing when I go to serve my father. But inwardly, he really wasn't mechabed his father. Chazal tell us that he went and he used to ask his father, Shilas, like, how do you give Meiser from salt, from straw, things that aren't chayv in Meiser? Appearing to be such a medakdek b'mitzvot, such a chassid, so careful, so pious. But it was all misafa v'lachutz, ki tzayid b'fid. He tried to fool his father. Tried to give off the appearance of somebody who was one thing, but in reality, he was somebody else. And that's one thing that we learn from the fact that he's called Esav. Outwardly, he looked like he was ready-made from birth. He had adult skin, adult teeth, adult facial hair. But he was still an infant. He wasn't really an adult. That's one reason that he's called Esav. But I think there's also a second reason. Something else that can be learned about his character trait. The pasuk says, Vayigdalu hana'arim, Vayi Esav ish yodei atzayid ish sadeh v'yakov ish tam yoshev ohalim. The implication of the pasuk is that until Vayigdalu hana'arim, there may have not been such a big difference between Yaakov and Esav. But once Vayigdalu hana'arim, then they parted ways dramatically. And the Medrash says that until the age of 13, you couldn't tell much of a difference in the way that they acted. But then one became an ish yodei atzayid ish sadeh, and the other one became a yoshev ohalim. What happened? Esav was the person who has the attitude that I know it all, I've grown as much as I need to grow, this is it, this is the limit. I'm there, I'm finished. 13, bar mitzvah, done. I don't need to know anymore. I don't need to grow anymore. I don't need to be involved in Yiddishkeit anymore. I'm there already. I'm asui, I'm finished. And Yaakov, when he's 13, and when he's 14, and when he's 15, and when he's 20, and when he's 30, and when he's 40, he's the Yaakov ish tam yoshev ohalim. There's always room to grow more and more and more. In Esav, there's no more room for growth. It's not so long ago that in many places in the United States, in the 20th century, hopefully it's not so much, there were people, Jews, who said, okay, my child needs a Jewish education, right? Till he's bar mitzvah, maybe bat mitzvah. After that, there's no need for anything. People used to send their kids to a Talmud Torah, if you know what a Talmud Torah is in America, and if they still have them, these afternoon schools. And they would go and they would prepare them for bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, az gamarnu, finished. We've reached the peak of what you need to know about Judaism. That's Esav, I'm finished. I've done it all. My father, Zichrono Livracha, told me a story about his uncle, my great uncle. Came over from Europe, must have been in the 1930s, and he got a job as a rav in a small town. I think it may have been in New Jersey, but I'm not 100% sure. And one day he's sitting in this shul, it was after davening, and he was sitting in his learning. The president of the shul, you have to realize this is America, 1930s. President of the shul comes in and he says, he looks at my great uncle, he's sitting there with this big volume of Gemara. And he says to him, he says, Rabbi, what are you doing? So he says, I'm studying. So what are you studying? He's studying, I'm studying Talmud. He said, studying? One moment. We wanted a rabbi who already finished his studies. More, there's no more to grow. So Baruch Hashem, we're hopefully past that.
They're not the kind of people who say, bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, stop. We're not even the people who say, high school, stop. Come to Eretz Yisrael. Boys to yeshiva. Goes to a seminary. But are we really without a little bit of nesav within each of us? Are there some of us who come, and we come to seminary and we want to have the year and the experience, but I don't want to change. I don't want to be different. I know already who I am. I'm comfortable with who I am. Yes, I'm going to come. I'm going to experience. Don't expect me to change. No one's asking for change for the sake of change. But the question is, are we willing to grow? If we're willing to grow, sometimes all we need to do is improve certain things. We don't necessarily have to change. But sometimes in the process of growth, we do have to make a correction, course change. We do have to shift our priorities. And are we willing to do that? Are we willing to say, I'm here to listen, to understand, to see what's there, hopefully to grow. And sometimes, if necessary, even to change a little bit. My attitudes, my priorities, my behavior. Or no, we're already 18, 80, 90. What more is there room for growth? There was a world famous cellist named Pablo Casals. He passed away in his 90s. And many would have considered him to be the greatest cellist of his time. And the story is told about Pablo Casals that still at the age of 90, he used to practice a few hours a day. He was already at the peak of the career of any cellist in the world. And someone went over to him and said, Mr. Casals, look what you've already achieved. And you're 90 years old. Why are you still practicing? And he turned to the person and he said, because I think I'm seeing some improvement. Why did he become a world famous cellist? Because he was always seeking to grow. Maybe there can be something that he can improve. You can look at the best sports stars, the top of the basketball teams. People who get there and stay there are the ones who practice and practice and practice. Because there's always room. I see a little bit of improvement. Rabbi Akiva was 40 years old. And he was probably very happy with who he was and what he was. And if not for the influence of his wife, he would have remained Rabbi Akiva the Amoretz. But he realized that he could be different. And at the age of 40, he started from scratch. Most people would have said, I'm 40 years old, come on. Can't change. Moshe Rabbeinu was 80 before he became Moshe Rabbeinu. He's already a great person. But a shepherd for his father-in-law Yisro. He didn't say to himself, I'm 80, what more can I achieve? So if you don't say that when you're 80, you can't say that when we're 80. We should always be looking to grow. To emulate the idea of Yaakov, Ishtam Yoshev Ohal. Doesn't mean you can't leave the Beis Medrash. Like Yaakov Avinu didn't leave the Beis Medrash. But it means that whatever means we're going to use in our lives, we should always be open for growth. always be open to see, maybe the Pablo Casals, I can see some improvement. So I'm 18, I'm 28, I'm 38, I'm 48, I'm 88. But there's always room to improve a little bit. We leave the Esav behind. The person who thinks that he's already done, he's finished. You reach the bar bat mitzvah age, there's nothing more to learn. You want a rabbi who finished his studies. We leave that all behind. And we adopt the role model of Yaakov. Yaakov was always willing, no matter what, to see what he can do to grow and to improve, to be the best Oved Hashem that he can be.